Hi, this is Tyson Brown with NSTA Press. This marks our ninth installment of NSTA Press Behind the Books. Today I'm talking with Juliana Texley, the author of Story of Science Classroom Companion, Einstein Adds a New Dimension, a book in which students travel in time to a Swiss patent office where they can look over Albert Einstein's shoulder as he develops a new kind of science that will lead to particle physics, quantum mechanics, and relativity. Juliana, welcome.
Thanks. It's nice to talk to you, Tyson.
Juliana, tell me a little bit about this companion. What does it support, and who is its audience?
Well, first, I probably should tell people who are listening just a bit about Joy Hackam's Einstein Adds a New Dimension. It's really an amazing book. When I talk to people, I call it an oxymoron, extremely readable nuclear physics. And they kind of laugh, but it really is. I've been teaching this material for decades, and I have never understood it as well or enjoyed reading it as much as in this book. The companion book is meant to help teachers of science integrate science with the language arts and social studies in the book.
When did you become aware of Joy's work?
Well, I've known about her social studies book, The History of the U.S., which is really a classic, one of the best books out there for a long time. And about 3 years ago, I began looking at her Story of Science books, which began with the development of astronomy, really, in Greek times and in ancient times, and have traced the development of science with an emphasis on the methods of science. This third book had to have been extremely difficult to write. I know that Joy used the physics department at MIT as a fact-check organization, and she tells me how difficult it was. And yet it's really a delight to read. Every experienced teacher that I've given this book to has been amazed at how much fun it is and how really, really detailed it is.
Why do you think Joy's approach in her books is so timely?
Well, I really think there's very little understanding of the methods of modern physics, even among people who have graduated with degrees in integrated science. I was just reading today in the Boston Globe online that the Large Hadron Collider is opening at CERN in Switzerland. It's the new European collider. And there are a significant number of people who believe that when they start this collider, we will form a black hole and the whole planet will just get sucked into it. The idea that people have no idea what's going on in nuclear physics means that there's a significant gap in our understanding.
What significant features does your book offer to the reader?
Well, for every chapter, there are over 40, the teacher will find a little bit more content explanation. They will find links to help them extend their knowledge. They'll find at least one demonstration or investigation or kinesthetic activity, something hands-on that the students can do. And that's a challenge because most textbooks will say, well, you can't do any hands-on nuclear physics. Well, there are a lot of things you can do. A lot of it's modeling. And also, we've used science objects from NSTA, applets, and other animations from the Internet so that the teacher has at their fingertips an awful lot of material to enrich the literature. Ideally, this program would be used in a situation where the teacher was integrating and working hand-in-hand with a science and language arts and a social studies teacher in a block so that the science teacher could use the companion as the main guide for teaching but would always be integrated with the language arts and social studies.
I remember one of the activities in the book demonstrated fission. Tell me a little bit about that.
Chain reaction. And it was a kinesthetic activity.
Right.
I have done it with fifth and sixth graders. I've done it with eighth and ninth graders, which I think is probably a good target level for this book. But I've also done it with community college age students, and they've said, oh my goodness, I never understood this before. Now I understand it.
So what I like about pairing these two books together is with Joy's book, you really get the human side of how science works. And with the activities that you're offering to pair with that book, you're getting students involved in exploring the science concepts in a hands-on way.
I think that's really important. The human side, which Joy is so wonderful at, captures new people.
Did you place yourself in the shoes of a teacher or a student when pulling the materials together?
Actually, both. I kept flipping back between the student pages and the teacher pages. I think that as a teacher, I really wanted to understand more about the methods, how these scientists work. It's very different than the research that I was involved in. As a student, I wanted to think about where the misconceptions might be.
Why do you think that there is the need for this sort of companion?
Well, first of all, there is a strong, strong emphasis on teaching informational reading in our schools. It's No Child Left Behind, and it's a recognition that in this modern competitive world, being able to read informational text is absolutely crucial. And this is an ideal informational text because it is not only technical, but it's funny and readable. It's written in a light enough way that a person who likes to read will enjoy reading it. So that means that teachers could fall into the trap of just teaching reading here. Well, we don't want to do that. So this book allows for the hands-on and the investigative side. Hopefully, this companion will expand the forms of literacy to include inquiry, mathematical analysis, and not high math. I'm talking about graphs and charts and data, and the other inquiry skills that go under that umbrella.
Juliana, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today. For more information about Story of Science Classroom Companion, Einstein Adds a New Dimension, including a sample chapter entitled The Fission Vision, go to www.nsta.org and click on the Science Store. This is Tyson Brown signing off from NSTA Press.